Anybody who remains behind in Dili, they will be killed. Houses will be burned. If East Timor is to be independent, it will have nothing. It will be starting from scratch.
If the Australian government is listening, do you have a message for them?
Get some help quick.
20 years on, ABC Radio Darwin remembers Timor-Leste's struggle for independence.
It was such a major event in Australian history. First time we went on such a major deployment since Vietnam, for a very good reason as well.
Three RAAF Hercules aircraft have now landed in Darwin, carrying United Nations staff, aid workers and journalists.
The people carried out by our defence forces all tell the same stories. Bodies on the streets of Dili, militia roaming unchecked, and the Indonesian police doing nothing to protect the local population.
People coming back have still images of villages burning, and lots of people, accounts of people being killed all over.
Almost everyone on the plane says UN peacekeepers are needed urgently.
I was actually in Hawaii with the army, and we got the call up that we need to be back because we were going to be deployed to East Timor.
Australian, British and New Zealand troops will make up the bulk of the first multinational force to enter East Timor.
I say goodbye to our family. It was all burnt buildings and everything was destroyed and smashed and rubble.
There are now about 2,300 Interfet forces deployed in East Timor. A further 500 will be deploying forward today by air using Australian, French, New Zealand and US aircraft. The first task of the Australian, New Zealand and British troops has been to secure Dili Port and Comoro Airfield and to establish local liaison.
There was 5,500 of us over there, led by Peter Cosgrove, and our role over there was to try and help these people that had been through 25 years of a lot of pain and suffering, and help the people and nicely ask the Indonesian to leave the country.
It's too early for us to assert that the security situation overall is anything approaching benign. Simply that where we stand, we are having a good effect. The operations to actually impose some level of control and to restore some semblance of normality are continuing around Dili in particular, but we're starting to move further afield.
Pretty eggshell moments over there. There was a lot of sort of small incidents that could have turned into bigger incidents. We sort of allowed the Indonesians to leave, the Indonesian military to leave. You know, we weren't too aggressive with them because I don't think anyone really wanted too much trouble over there. This country, who had been under strict rule for 25 years, had no police force, no army, no banking system, you know, no currency. So our job then was to sort of help this country get it back on its feet again after a pretty brutal 25-year regime over there. It's only until probably now I completely understand the story behind East Timor and how important it was that we went.
Indonesians have to get out from East Timor, that we independent. Some of them are crying because the peacekeeping forces are coming, multinational are coming to here, the Interfet. We feel this is a great of God.
Just to see how happy they were that we were there, you could see how much pain they'd been through over all that time. So to see us was a pretty proud moment of my life.
Well, very happy, very much happy. The door of the freedom is in front of us and it's already in our hand, and this is very much happy, and it's a big euphoria, I can say, because people are feeling so much happy today.
We probably should have gone earlier. We probably should have gone over in 1975. You know, we all closed our eyes a bit for 25 years. It was genocide. It's massive. I mean, I was out at Robertson Barracks. We had three massive battalions over there. You had 22 armies. And then when the United Nations did start coming in that February, March, there were thousands of people, you know, using the port, using the bases. And this became a massive military hub for people going to and from East Timor. Everyone left from Darwin, like so many boats, so many military left from Darwin, 5,500 of just Australian soldiers over there. So it was big. I remember it just being massive over here. And again, not knowing, not too worldly knowledgeable back then. It was a lot for me to sort of see and take in.
20 years on, ABC Radio Darwin remembers East Timor's struggle for independence.